And, you know, this is going to be when the doors get blown off the place.
The Class A, for those novices amongst you who have not been to the Nagano Beach, and shame on you, by the way, if that's the case, this really is the marquee weekend.
Oh, but you know, there's, for $3, you can watch a minimum of 8 games on any given day, today, tomorrow, or Sunday, and see talent from that's played in Europe, semi-professional. I mean, and we've got some rosters that are just stacked. We've got six of the teams from last year were the final six. So, I mean, we've got people defending. Lewis Skill is back. Milwaukee Spirits heads the bed out of Indianapolis. I mean, these teams are traveling for one thing, you know, to put on a show, but also for the money.
That's right.
Show me the money.
That's right. And when you take a look at these rosters, I mean, my God, Michigan State, Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin, USC. I mean, these guys played college ball at some of the biggest and best institutions out there.
Oh, definitely. And I know you had talked earlier about, you know, the three-point shootout and the slam dunk before we came on air. And, you know, of course, you're hosting that for us, the MC, you know, he's the man.
Aw, shucks.
Anyway, you know, we got some of the best three-point shooters in the country, percentage-wise. Yeah. I mean, we're not just talking some guys that we're pulling out of some of the local establishments to come shoot a basketball here. We're talking some guys that can play.
And you're putting on a great night. I mean, that is really the highlight. One of the main highlights of the NITs will be tomorrow night, the whole three-point shootout, the slam dunk competition. That's what all the kids come out for. In particular, the gym gets filled. But what's fun about it is also watching the guys on the other teams mm-hmm. cheering each other on.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely, you know, you have the camaraderie there. You know, whether you choked on your dunk or you slammed it, leaping a table full of the judges, which, you know, anybody who's been out there has probably seen that one. You know, the Michael Jordan jump from the free throw line. I mean, We've had them all. I mean, it's, you know, it's actually, you don't have to go to the NBA, you know, slam dunk three-point competition to see some great dunks.
And I always notice that Mark Morano, the athletic director, is never anywhere near there because he sees these guys flying at his backboards and goes, oh, boy, there goes the budget.
Yeah, well, we broke one a couple of years ago. I shouldn't say we, they.
Yep.
So it happens, you know. It's just, you know, but we heard there was a tweak in that glass. You know,
yes, there has
been. Pre-NIT, so. Yeah. But we did, you know, we put up a new backboard. We're all right.
Now, you also said something, too, and I think the fans will enjoy this to a certain degree. You're kind of narrowing the fields a little bit here, so it's not 30 guys out there shooting three-pointer after three. You're going to get the best of the best to kind of narrow this down a bit.
Yeah, we're definitely going to minimize the rounds, too. That's the other thing we're looking to try to do. I mean, it's a great event, but you know, you can't stretch things. You know, Super Bowl can't go on for 3 days. You
right.
know, the hype does. But you know, you gotta minimize it a little bit. It gets a little carried away when you get, you know, like you said, 27 guys dunking and, you know, 35 guys shooting a three-pointer and half of them can't even hit the rim or whatever. And then you got 16 guys that are awesome or, right. you know, whatever. So, yeah, well, that's what we're trying to do.
What time are we starting that, by the way, before we go to this here?
That will be 8:15 as a three-point slam dunk. And, that, of course, that's the tentative time. I mean, you know, there are overtimes and things.
You're reasonably close to that,
oh, yeah.
though. I mean, and
oh,
even
yeah.
if you, you know, get there for that and there's still a game going on. Class A weekend, again, as we mentioned, things getting underway actually today, correct? I mean, this
2:00.
Is a full boat, right?
Yeah, 2 o'clock, first game. We'll be out there. So, come on out. Like I said, $3 gets you, you know, a minimum of 8 games.
And you mentioned earlier, and I don't want to, this is not a dig at anybody, but this is not the over 45 bracket. You're going to see some remarkable athletes here.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, you can see a lot of good basketball when you come down to the tournament. You know, last weekend we wrapped up with the D, double D, C finals. I mean, there are some great athletes out there, don't get me wrong, but you know, you get these guys out there, and it's, you can, the pace of the game, you know, you take the Booker clock, or even announcing. I mean, you got to pay attention because, you know, number one, trying to pronounce some of the names is
right.
difficult,
mm-hmm.
you know, and read the handwriting that's in the book. Or number two, trying to, I won't pick on
we
John.
Were looking at the roster of the team that Billy Hill's playing on, and it's got, three Michigan State, 4 whatevers, and the
yeah,
names.
Yeah. Sutton and those guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
All
he's
of those.
Coming.
Yeah.
You know, we've got all of those names, all those players. You know, I mean, what do we got? We got now how do you say this one?
Oh, you're going to challenge me here.
It looks like Idong Ibok.
Yeah, I think that's you're close. I'll give you that one.
Let's do something else here with these rosters.
Do the names.
I don't want to do the names. I want to show you something here. I don't know. 6'10", 6'11", 6'8", 6'10", 6'10", 6'7", 6'7", 6'9", 6'11", 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", 6'10", 6'11", 6'9". I mean,
if you don't have a big man, stay home. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that's kind of the essence of it.
If you're used to going to the Lakeview gym to watch high school basketball, this gym's going to look remarkably small.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little different.
With some of the bulk and beef that's going to be out there, too.
Yeah, and a lot of these teams have been coming for years. You know, Lewis Skills got 30 years there.
Yeah.
They won it last year, and they're one of their big guys, Kalistas, I believe it's pronounced. Now, I'll have to brush up with him at the gym later, make sure I don't slaughter his name, but I think it's Kalistas Izuku. And, you know, try to say that one fast.
Right. That's but pretty anyway, good. I remember I did high school hockey in Central Wisconsin with names like this that look like eye charts with an I at the end.
Yeah, okay, I got
Kaczynski, you. Kaczynski, yeah. But, you know, I mean, the pace of the game is amazing. The talent that's, I mean, and these guys have done nothing of shooting an NBA three. No big deal.
Well, we got the line out there now. It's moved out. So, you know, the high school three that these college players
they
have gotten to enjoy
there.
To this point.
Yeah,
they're taking
there.
Off from that line. Yeah, just
they
a boat.
Do. They
yeah,
do.
It's
so
amazing.
Full day today, full day tonight, or full night tonight. Tomorrow's a full day.
Yep.
Sunday's a full day.
Exactly.
Want to touch on this, too, because we had Russ in yesterday. People can eat Sunday morning.
Yep. Pancake breakfast, 8 to 1 on Sunday, and that's $5 a person or $15 for a family.
Yeah.
Now, the Brady Bunch, they'd make out.
Oh. You know? Slam dunks. Three-pointers, 8:15 tomorrow night.
8:15 tomorrow night. And our final on Sunday is at 8 o'clock. So, you know, that's, you know, action-packed weekend there. You know, if the weather takes a dump, which it sounds like it's going to, come on out and stay dry and stay
for
warm.
$3.
Yeah, $3. I mean, you know, you're not going to see much of anything for $3 nowadays.